This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. One of the biggest hits on Broadway this winter is a play that went there straight from Chicago. It's called August, Osage County. It's a production of the Steppenwolf Theater Company.
There's an Indian in my house.
They're called Native Americans now, Mom.
Who calls them? Who makes that decision?
It's what they like to be called.
They aren't any more Native than me.
In fact, they are.
What's wrong with the Indian?
Why is it so hard to just call people what they want?
Let's just call the dinosaurs Native Americans while we're at it.
That's actor Dana Dunnigan, who plays Violet Weston, arguing with Amy Morton, playing her eldest daughter, Barbara Fordham. August, Osage County, is set near contemporary Tulsa. The extended Weston clan might just as well have been cursed like the House of Atreus of ancient Greece.
You're a drug addict.
That is the truth. I'm a drug addict. These are my best friends, and they never let me down. You try to get them away from me, and I'll eat you alive.
You name a problem, and they've got it. Substance abuse, adultery, abandonment, and worse. Not to mention that old standby, boredom in a small town. Here's what's unusual about the Westons in playwright Tracy Letts' work. At least half of the time, we're laughing at them.
I do not believe I'm sitting here watching the baseball game drinking beers. Don't you have any sense of what's going on around you? This situation is fraught.
I'm supposed to sit here like a statue? You're drinking whiskey.
I'm having a cocktail.
But Tracy Letts, the playwright, and his father Dennis Letts, who plays the patriarch of the Weston family, join us now from our bureau in New York. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And first, Tracy, please tell me that you have some connection to Oklahoma, and you didn't actually grow up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and just research this very well.
No, in fact, I'm born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was raised in a small town called Durant, Oklahoma. Both my parents were born in Oklahoma. My grandparents were Okies. No, there's a long Oklahoma tradition in my family.
And Dennis Letts, did you preside over a great, sprawling, multi-generational, dysfunctional family in Oklahoma?
I presided over a small, dysfunctional family.
of which Tracy is the product.
Tracy's a part of it.
Yes. You know, what I find interesting about August Osage County is this. I can imagine seeing the script and some director just looking at the words and saying, this is about sorrow and disappointment and the terrible cruelties that people in a family might commit against one another, and play it like Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey and Tonight. But in fact, instead you're telling them, play it for laughs half the time. This is, what is this? Is it comedy? Is it melodrama? How do you describe it, Tracy?
Well, there is a lot of comedy in the play, but I think the comedy, for the most part, comes from a very real place. It comes from the known. I think people laugh at what they recognize. And I think a lot of it, as theatrical as it may be, a lot of it is recognizable human behavior, family behavior.
I'd like you to talk about your own relationship. And Dennis Letts, what's it like playing in a play written by your own son?
It's very interesting because, of course, I'm a retired college professor, mm-hmm. as is the character. I'm just not the alcoholic and haven't disappeared yet. It's been an absolutely marvelous experience because I've been around these Steppenwolf people. I've known some of them now through Tracy for years. They're kind of a family, and they accepted some of us into this family.
Did you write the part with your father in mind?
Not at all. In fact, I had somebody else cast in the part, and they dropped out. And they got a fellow got a job, and some names were suggested to me I wasn't excited about, and I said, no, I need a cowboy poet. And the director and the artistic director at Steppenwolf said, well, how about your father? And I said, well, how about my father? And we thought that was a great idea.
So, Dennis, part of your virtue here was you were available, is what he said.
That's exactly right. He called me on the phone and said, would you do this? Thinking perhaps that I was going to say no, and I immediately said yes.
And when did it dawn on you that this would mean you'd be starring on Broadway in a big
Well,
hit
that
season?
Didn't dawn on me until about August, after we had started rehearsals, I suppose, in May. No, I had no idea that we'd wind up on Broadway. I thought we were going to Chicago and run for a couple of months, and I'd go back to my warm Oklahoma where the ice comes down and wipes out territory.
Do you think they've got Oklahoma right in this production?
Yes, they have part of Oklahoma. He has part of Oklahoma right. He lived there for a lifetime, and he describes that space pretty well.
What have you heard from Oklahomans who've gone to see your rendition of Osage County on stage?
They're delighted to see themselves represented on the stage, even if it's not always in the most flattering way. You don't see a lot of plays about Oklahoma. You don't see a lot of plays with Oklahoma characters, or actually, you don't see a lot of plays with characters from a lot of the United States. And so I think they're delighted to see themselves represented in some fashion and to see things that they recognize.
Yeah, they're not singing in this one, which is the most famous appearance of Oklahomans, I guess,
right,
on the stage. But this is Oklahoma, where there are retired college professors and where there are people popping pills as much as they might in any big coastal metropolis, I guess.
Might tell you that the Daily Oklahoman is also prominent in Oklahoma. And their lead editorial one day was about this play. They don't put it in the category, even with the Grapes of Wrath, which is controversial in Oklahoma. They don't put it in that category, or Lynn Riggs' Gringo Grow the Lilacs, mm-hmm. or Oklahoma. They think this is a bit off.
A bit off. They think that they think that you've missed the majesty of and the down-home plain truth
it's
of Oklahoma?
Not quite as yee-haw as they would like for it to be.
Well, your dad is keeping you honest there, Trace.
He's absolutely.
Getting some panning from back home. Well, Tracy Letts, playwright, author of August Osage County, and Dennis Letts, who plays Beverly Weston in August Osage County. Thanks to both of you for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.